Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So let's talk smiles and get started.
With your mate and your love life is suffering. Well, today, my guest, the superstar in dentistry, Dr. Dara Radfire, is here to talk about how you can have a better sleeping solution in your bedroom. Hello, doctor.
Hey, Catrice. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Happy. Today is Saturday for us. So
yes.
I'm excited to dive into this topic on getting people to, you know, sleep in the bed right there.
Right there.
right next to each other if they snore or have sleeping issues. So it's become a big issue. I know you and I talked about it in New York when we were talking to the media outlets that you were so kind enough to bring me along.
Yes.
To speak to Good Morning America and Fox News and Inside Edition. And so it's a hot topic.
It is a really hot topic.
Yeah. Snoring next to your bed partner is not sexy.
How common is this problem, would you say?
So sleep divorce, a third of all marriages that actually the people snore. So 33% of the marriages of people who snore next to each other, they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Really?
Yeah. And about a third or so of the population is snoring. So about 30%. So if you imagine, it's a pretty common issue. I've helped hundreds, if not thousands of patients now who've complained about sleep divorce, meaning that they're sleeping in different bedrooms. They're married, they're together, or they're in a relationship, but they're not sleeping next to each other. And that, of course, has a slew of effects on
Absolutely.
The relationship.
I mean, part of the joy of being in a relationship is sleeping with the one that you love.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we could definitely dive into the medical consequences as well. But if you're a snorer, and you're sleeping next to someone and you're keeping them awake, you're actually affecting their health and their mental well-being, right? I mean, if you're not getting those positive REMs, as we call it, rapid eye movement or deep sleep, because someone made the huge snoring sound right next to you and kept you up, it's going to affect your total health as well.
It is. So you are a dentist by trade. Now, is this something that you discuss with your patients on a date? Like, is this a part of your health history?
I do have an intake form when new patients come in. We do discuss, they can fill out a form that says, hey, do you snore? Do you feel tired throughout the day? Have you ever gasped for air? Do you have high blood pressure? Diabetes type 2? There's a lot of, I call it common things or comorbidities that are associated between sleep and your medical well-being, let alone your day-to-day. I mean, we need energy throughout the day. We need to be
Absolutely.
In a good, happy-go-lucky mood. You know, one of the most recent talks that I did was 46% of depression or depressed patients are a result of sleep apnea.
Really?
And anxiety and depression has become huge, right? And so, you know, I look at my patient not just to look at their oral cavity to check for cavities and, you know, what we do, right, and gum disease. But now I look to see signs and tribulations of actual breathing issues, such as, and you can do this at home yourself,
yeah.
If you've got grinding of your teeth and the lower front teeth are wearing down, that means you're moving your jaw back and forth when you sleep, trying to get your airway open, and your teeth in the front are grinding against each other. So that can cause wearing down of your front teeth. The other thing is, on the side of your tongue, you can develop something called scalloping or little ridges on the side of the tongue. That's you tongue thrusting in the middle of the night to push the tongue away from the back of the throat so more air goes in. It's a fight or flight response.
Okay.
So any dentist, and I teach this through my courses, any dentist can look in the mouth, look in the medical history and go, how well do you sleep at night? Anyone tell you that you snore? Oh, you don't have a bed partner? No problem. There's apps now that are free. One's called Snore Lab. That you can check yourself because not everyone has a bed partner, right? And that's actually the scary part. If you have nobody telling you that you snore and then you go out and you start dating,
Ooh,
right?
Baby.
Yeah, and you become intimate with someone, or maybe your ex tolerated it, or slept in the other bedroom, or wore earplugs, or was a heavy sleeper. Now you're sleeping next to someone brand new, and they're looking at you in the morning like, "What the hell was that?
What the hell is that? So, I did not sign up for this, right?"
Yeah, and you know, dentists can really be the leaders here. We're so blessed to be able to treat patients for all different kinds of things. Now for snoring and sleep apnea.
I would never put that together.
And like, I've got my appliance right here.
Okay.
I mean, literally every night.
Wow.
I wear my appliance because it helps me breathe better. And
you're a snorer?
Absolutely. I got into this in 2009. I actually fell asleep at the wheel.
Really?
I crashed my car into a tree. Yeah, and if I have a couple extra drinks, before bedtime, I definitely have a snoring issue. So I'm not only the president, but I'm also a patient. I'm a client.
Oh, wow.
So I, when you fix yourself and you have passion and help yourself breathe better, and I used to have arrhythmias, I had heart palpitations. This is all as a result of not getting enough oxygen in.
Wow. This is so enlightening. I don't know if you guys out here who are listening, I don't know if you guys knew this stuff. This is so important. I'm so happy to have you. Now, the term sleep apnea, what does that mean? I've heard that and a lot of people hear that term. What is it? What is that?
So you could snore and not have sleep apnea. But sleep apnea by definition means you're not getting enough oxygen. So you literally have a stoppage of breathing because the tongue falls back as you're sleeping, especially if it's on your back, but it can happen on your side as well or on your stomach. The tongue falls back, hits the back of the throat called the soft palate.
Okay.
If there's a vibration there, it's called snoring. If it's a suction, meaning the tongue really falls back and blocks the airway, that's called sleep apnea. If you stop breathing, that's sleep apnea. Now, you can get intermittent oxygen going in, maybe not a full blockage. That's called hypopnea. Hypopnea is not getting enough oxygen to your full breath. Let's call it 50% of your breath. And if you had a pulse ox on your finger and then you do that in a home sleep test, that pulse ox drops at least 3% from the normal value, meaning you're starting to suffocate. That's also called sleep apnea. So it doesn't necessarily mean you gasp for air. It could also mean that you're not getting enough oxygen, period. You're not getting your full breath. And that can lead to high blood pressure, acid reflux, 5 times higher risk of cancer of any kind.
Gosh.
12 to 15 years off your life if you're not treated for this.
This is incredible.
Yeah. And what are the treatments? Sure, people could lose weight. That's one of them, but not majority of people that are overweight have this issue. But about 25% of patients, it's estimated, are not overweight. It's just the anatomy of their palate, the size of their tongue, the way the jaw is positioned. The jaw is a little further back, so therefore the tongue is a little further back. And so it's not just looking at the person. The symptoms are typically tired throughout the day, and any of these other medical issues people may have. You may have dry mouth. You may wake up in the morning just not feeling happy-go-lucky like you and I are every morning, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about every morning. Most mornings, yes.
Maybe not Monday mornings, right?
Right.
Monday mornings, it feels like everybody has sleep apnea on a Sunday night because Monday morning is not a happy-go-lucky day for some.
It's
rough. So it's, you know, there's the signs are there, and you can now ask your dentist. Most dentists, and I've trained over a few thousand across the country, can help you with an oral appliance or talk to your physician, get a home sleep test. No one has time to go into a lab and sleep in this uncomfortable clinic and try to figure out if you have sleep apnea. Now they do it at home. And
you can get it on Amazon.com
you have to get it prescribed by a physician or a dentist. Now, there's a couple states in the United States that don't allow dentists to refer for a home sleep test.
Oh, really?
But 48 states do. So ask your dentist. If your dentist doesn't do it, ask your physician to refer to a home to a sleep physician, and the sleep physician can get you a sleep study.
This is not something that we learn in dental school. You have to get extra training to learn this.
Yeah, I went to USC. I graduated 22 years ago. And
what?
In May, I'm good.
Seasoned.
Thank you. I'm a seasoned dentist of 22 years, and I've been doing sleep for about 14 years. And I just spoke to the graduating class at USC to 82 dental students on a Zoom. I asked them, the past year, how much sleep apnea do you learn? They said, oh, it was about an hour. So even today, we dentists are not trained fully on how to be able to put a system in place to screen your patients. You asked me earlier, yeah. Do I check every patient? Absolutely. It's you look in the mouth, you're looking for cavities and the gums, and you're looking for oral cancer. You can look for sleep. It's again, you look at the medical history, you look in the mouth, you look for the scalloping of the tongue, high arched palate, mm-hmm. grinding of the lower front teeth. All those can give us indications to say, hey, how well do you sleep at night, John? I'm noticing a little bit of restriction in the airway when I had you back and did my exam, did my crown, did my filling, did my cleaning. Do you sleep okay? And sometimes I'll tell you yes, and sometimes I'll tell you no. Actually, I sleep like crap. My wife kicked me out of the bedroom.
Oh,
and that's when you and I put our superhero shirts on, yes. Our superhero smock on, and try to save the relationship, let alone save their life.
And then what is the first step? How do you determine if they need that appliance?
So yeah, the home sleep test really is the best way to be able to dictate if the appliance is, if the patient's a good candidate. Majority of patients fall into what we call stage one or stage two sleep apnea, mild to moderate sleep apnea. That works brilliantly with a oral appliance most of the time. Some patients are very severe. They stop breathing 30 or more times an hour. That constitutes as severe. I could still help. A dentist can still help with a mouthpiece. But as the numbers go up and the number of times they stop breathing, it's more likely that they need to wear that machine called the CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure.
Okay. DJ Smiles, our friend, says, thank goodness for my CPAP.
Yeah, he loves the CPAP. That's for sure.
Like a big machine? What does it look like? Or is this
nowadays they've got so many different masks that you could wear. There's one that's like a nasal hood that straps around your head. Then there's a full coverage mask that covers your nose and mouth if you're a mouth breather. So it depends on the patient, depends on the severity of the case. The sleep physician who gives you the CPAP, dentists don't do that. The sleep physician, so if you were to come to my office and I screened you and I saw that there's a possibility of sleep apnea, I referred you for the home sleep test. It came back, you stopped breathing 50 times an hour. And we decided CPAP was the best course of action. I'm going to refer you to my buddy down the street who's a sleep physician who loves me referring to him.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of people can't tolerate the CPAP. DJ Smiles, our good buddy, tolerates a CPAP. About 70% is estimated of people who get the CPAP give it back to the physician because they can't wear it. It's too uncomfortable.
Okay.
So guess what he does? The sleep physician, refers me all the CPAP non-compliant patients. And so my business has grown, and I'm blessed to be able to help all these patients live longer, healthier lives.
How long does it take to see some of the results of wearing the CPAP and enhancing your life?
Yeah, it's almost instant when it comes to your energy. As long as the mouthpiece is dialed in right, meaning it's put in a position where you're getting enough air, or the CPAP is the air pressure is on the right pressure, and myself or a sleep physician is the person who dials in the patient to be able to make sure you get enough oxygen. But literally, you feel the difference the next day. In your energy, in your mood. And it's been estimated about 30% of high blood pressure patients is a result of not getting enough air in when you sleep. So if you would imagine, can these patients, 30% of them, of people who take medication for high blood pressure, get off of medication? Absolutely. It takes a couple months. When you take deeper breaths, you produce more nitric oxide. Nitric oxide in yoga and meditation, when you do deep nasal breathing, opens up your arteries and helps you relax, right? And that process reduces blood pressure. And over time, I've been able to get a lot of patients off medication, which is, again, what a big win, right?
What a win. I don't think people really understand how important dentistry is and making the connection between your oral health and well-being and your total health. I think if more people understood this, they would certainly make those trips to the dentist. And we are key in determining if there are cancers in the mouth, if there HIV is one of the first places that it presents itself, is in the mouth. There's so many things that we can detect in the mouth, guys. It is so important that you make those dental visits, and you should be seeing us every 6 months. Sometimes if you have advanced gum disease, you should be coming every 3 to 4 months. But we certainly have the ability to just tell you more than gum disease and cavities. We can tell you a lot about your health. And this is such, are you guys enjoying this? Because this is eye-opening for me. I haven't had the training that you have, so I'm learning so much too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, there's only a couple treatments for sleep. It's your CPAP machine and the mouthpiece. And nobody can do this mouthpiece besides a dentist who's trained to do it. So that's a big responsibility we have as dentists. But as patients who go in 2, 3, 4 times a year, you could bring it up. I mean, bring it up to your dentist and see if they offer the oral appliance for sleep. If they don't, you know, friendly Google, type in sleep apnea dentist Manhattan, sleep apnea dentist, I'm in Thousand Oaks, California.
Okay.
And one of us will pop up and you go in for a consult. They'll show you how the mouthpiece works. But again, you should get a home sleep test provided to you. Again, a sleep apnea dentist should be able to provide that for you through a third party company if they don't have the machines themselves. And let's see what your baseline is. Okay. It's just a test. You don't have to go to another location to sleep.
Not painful or anything like that.
Medical insurance covers your test.
Great.
Medicare covers it. Of course, there's deductibles that are involved in anything that we do. But this isn't like a cosmetic elective procedure. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
This is your total health. And the LA Tribune, I'm heading their total wellness edition.
Oh, good.
And myself and Dr. Latran are really, really pushing the educational piece of things like this, how it affects your total health.
Yes.
How how easy it is to be able to get a home sleep test nowadays. So then at least you know what it is. Then you can make a decision. Is it my sleep that's making me tired, that I don't have enough energy for my kids? Enough energy at work, enough energy to be able to go to the gym. It could be your thyroid. It could be your testosterone levels. There could be so many other things. But definitely sleep 12 to 15 years off your life. It's unreal that these kinds of numbers are way too high for us to ignore.
Cannot ignore it. Shout out to the LA Tribune. The Let's Talk Smiles podcast is a part of the LA Tribune podcast network. And we are really going to be bringing a lot of good dental news that you can use. Listen, we have comedian Reese Davis here saying, I definitely need something. I snore so bad. I'm pretty sure I move the curtains. I know that's right. Comedian Reese Davis, do you have a question you want to join in live? Please feel free to come in and ask Dr. Daradfar any questions that you may have while you have him here on the show. I love to meet new people and bring this value to you guys. How much, while we see if he wants to come in, how much would one of those appliances cost if you don't have insurance?
If you don't have insurance, the typical dentist will charge anywhere between $2,500 and $5,000 for the appliance, which in my vision is completely priceless.
Absolutely.
If someone were to give me this in 2009, I wouldn't have crashed my car into a tree and fallen asleep at the wheel.
I have patients. I'm so happy that you came out of that.
Thank you. I mean, I look at it as something that happened to me that propelled me to help thousands of patients to be here on your show.
Yes.
It's in a weird way, a blessing, what has happened. But again, my goal is to prevent this, because if someone falls asleep at the wheel, what if it's a bus driver, UPS,
right,
FedEx, a pilot, right?
A cruise ship conductor,
anybody who has big responsibilities, we need to make sure that they're sleeping okay so they don't crash into someone.
We have comedian Reese Davis here. Welcome to the show, Reese. How are you today?
I am one. This is a topic I so needed to hear. It's horrible. I sleep so horribly. I sometimes don't sleep. And then my fiance, I went to a sleep apnea doctor maybe about 3 years ago. And the doctor asked, he's like, how's your sleep pattern? I was like, I wake up tired all the time. And he's like, well, do you stop breathing when you sleep? My fiance said, yeah, he stopped breathing for about 47 seconds the other day. And I was like, you counted? Like, I was like, why did you count?
She's trying to save your life.
No, she was trying to collect the life insurance policy. Like, you counted for 47 seconds. That's amazing. Like,
wake me, like, shake me or something.
No, she just sat there and counted. It was bad. But I've always... I was supposed to do a sleep apnea test, but I travel so much, so I don't really get a chance to like sit back and okay, fine. They gave me a machine I was supposed to wear at home or something like that.
The CPAP.
It's like a machine you're supposed to wear where they check your, they check how you sleep or something. And I've never got a chance to wear it, like never. And I was like, okay, fine. I need to go back because now I'm starting to realize I snore when you wake up and your throat is dry. And it's like my throat's dry. It's bad. It's really bad. And I don't have enough sleep. I know I don't. So I was really interested in figuring that out. I want to get a mouthpiece. She bought me the little things that stick in your nose. And I guess that's supposed to stop. That doesn't work.
No, the real reason people snore is because of the back of the throat and where the tongue and the palate are. It gets too narrow. So the mouthpiece, they have mouthpieces over the counter. They're just not comfortable. A custom mouthpiece would be, you know, an option for you. But really, if you ever need a help with the home sleep test, you could DM me. I could do a virtual consult for you and refer you. That is my gift to you, to the home sleep testing company. So I just want you to get tested. But to me, I'm a patient. I've seen a few thousand of them. I've seen 30-year-olds have strokes. Mild heart attacks in their 30s. And if I can help you, hopefully you can be around so your fiance doesn't collect that life insurance policy.
Listen, I'm trying to stay around so I can collect the life insurance policy. I'm gonna figure it out one of these days. I'm collecting my own life insurance policy, I promise you. I really appreciate that, brother. I would so advertise it so heavy because people don't realize how much sleep you don't get. And I didn't realize that until I think I was in a hospital and you know how they give you an oxygen mask when the hospital, and I slept so much better. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why am I sleeping so much better? And it's like, well, your brain deflates because you don't get enough oxygen to it when you sleep. And I'm like, that's crazy. I said, from sleeping? You need sleep. So it's really important. And people don't realize how important it is. Like, and I think it runs in my family. My grandfather was a snorer. I come from a long line of snorers. Like, it's bad. But I would really appreciate that. I will definitely DM you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd love to help.
My fiance and kids are going to appreciate it.
Yeah, and I would definitely be able to direct you to get a mouthpiece somewhere, wherever you are. We have a huge network of dentists. Where are you?
I just bought a house in Louisiana, so I'm in Louisiana.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, easy.
How is your love life? Dar says that it can ruin your love life. Are you getting it in over there?
Me?
Yes. He says it can ruin your love life.
Oh yeah, yeah. She has got. We have a system now.
Okay. Oh.
The system is I wait till she goes to sleep before I go to sleep. So I'm not allowed to go to sleep till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And then she goes to sleep. And then maybe I sleep for like 2-3 hours before I get plucked. Now I'm getting plucked and possibly prodded and poked on.
Yeah, imagine not having to do that. Imagine actually being able to sleep at the same time together. You know, we could do that for you. So it's relatively easy.
Listen, she will love you for that. She will love you. She'll leave me for you. I promise you, it'll happen. She's out of there. Thank you for you are now the third person in our relationship now. That is happening.
That's music to my. When I was in dental school and when I was a little kid wanting to be a dentist, that was exactly my goal right there, was to be able to be in the bedroom with you, helping you.
He was going to have his picture in the bedroom.
I thought I seen him. Every time I would sleep with no snores, I'd wake up and go, stop, and just go right back to sleep.
Dr. Rad's right here watching me. I've been asleep a while.
Also, I have one more question. I have one more question for you, actually. I would love, I have an okay smile. I need teeth whitening. Like my smile are great. My teeth are great. I go at least twice a year to the dentist. And other than me ripping one of my teeth out in the back, it sounds horrible. So I'm an old Marine. Okay. So I don't like pain in my mouth.
I know that.
So I had a tooth that was back there bothering me and I couldn't make it to the dentist. So don't judge me for this, but I took a pair of pliers and two balloons and put them on the tip of the pliers and yanked the tooth out of my mouth. So all the way back here, there's no tooth sitting there. So because I pulled it out. But I think my dentist told me he says you probably need to put like a some type of something in there because it'll
will shift.
It will shift, but I didn't see it happening, and I really just wanted my teeth whitening. I love my smile. So,
well, like first of all, it seems like you're already a dentist.
Pretty much, just an
amateur one. And if you're looking for a job in California, come on over and we'll train you and get you going. Yeah.
Dennis the Menace said, "Only a man would do that, Reese. Only a man."
With respect to your whitening question. Once you DM me, I'll guide you. I have actually my own whitening kit called Rad White. It's a home whitening kit. You'll love it. It doesn't cause sensitivity. And I'll send you one, Brett. You can try it on and see how you like it.
Only on the Let's Talk Smiles podcast are we giving you, we're going to help you with your snoring. We're going to give you whiter teeth. For that missing tooth, I agree. You do need to put something there. That's going to either be a removable denture. If you're just on a budget, you can't get a dental implant, which is about $4,000, something like that. Wonderful. So you can go ahead. You can get a dental implant. You can get a dental bridge or removable denture. But the standard of care in 2024 and beyond is going to be a dental implant. It'll make you feel like you have your own tooth.
I'm coming to you. I'm definitely coming to you. When I seen you on IT Genius Live the other day, I don't follow too many people because I generally don't. That's going to sound so bad. I can't really say that. I can't say I don't follow people because I don't like watching. People do the weirdest things on their own Instagram, and I don't like. I used to follow everybody. Like, I'll follow you back. And then I started paying attention to people. I'm walking my dog today. Look, he took a poop. I'm like, I don't want to see your dog poop on my poop. Get out of here. So I just followed you too. So awesome. I followed you the other day. I've already followed you. I just followed him because when you were talking, I was like, first of all, your smile is awesome. Number one.
Thank you.
Number two, I was like, okay. And I was like, she is in New York. I do comedy in New York from time to time. And I do have another office over in Detroit.
You like that word, poop. Oh, great. I have an office. I'm in Michigan. I'm in Flint, Michigan, as well as New York. So you can decide which office you want to see me in.
I've never been to Flint. I've never been to Flint before. I do have friends that live around that area, but I've never been to Flint before. I probably would go to your Flint office before.
That is my hometown, and you are welcome.
Yeah, if I go to New York, she's gonna want to shop and stuff, so I need to cut my budget down.
Smart man. Shout out to some of my diehards. New in Atlanta is in the building. Lady T Brooklyn has been coming to me for probably like 20 years. Hey, girl. Hey. I'm so happy to see all of my diehards here. We are on the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Make sure you guys follow, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. If you are enjoying this episode, we're going to continue to bring you more dental news that is going to change your life. And I am so happy to have you here, Dr. Dar. And I'm so happy to meet you, comedian. You are such a breath of fresh air, and I cannot wait to meet you in person.
I'm coming to Flint, and I'm DMing him as soon as I get off. That snoring thing is, you have no, that is amazing to me because I need sleep. I don't know if you realize these little dark, I don't get abused at home, so these aren't black eyes. It's just lack of sleep. That's what
it is. I was going to ask, are those elbows to the face so for you to turn over so you don't snore?
I at some point thought so, but then I realized it's just me not sleeping probably. That's exactly what it is. It's just no sleep.
How many hours would you say that you get?
You want the real answer to that?
You got
to
remember, it's not just the hours of sleep.
I sleep
probably... the type of, the quality as well.
Yep, the quality. Yep.
I'm probably getting an average of 3 hours of sleep, 3.5 hours max. I go to sleep at like 4, maybe 5. I'm up by 7, 8 o'clock.
My God.
Yeah, bro. We're going to help you.
I would appreciate it. I will be your spokesperson. I'll walk behind your car with a little sign. like one of the protesters snatching, putting people in your car on your way to work. I'm driving. Hey, get in the car.
I love it. Perfect. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
But thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate.
Thank you
I appreciate
so much
you.
For
I
joining.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll both see you soon. Make sure
yes.
you contact both of us, okay?
And listen, as soon as I hang up, you're getting DMs. Doot doot, real
That's
fast.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Thank you,
Dr. Radfar. Thank you so much for joining. Can you tell people once again if they think that they are having a problem with sleeping, sleep apnea, they need some help, they want to improve their life in the bedroom, where can they find you? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so obviously through Instagram at Dr. Rad Health on my handle, you can DM me if you have any questions. You could also go to my website. My dental website is 805dentistry.com. And you can, if you were in the area, in the LA area, or you want to come by to Los Angeles, I'd love to see you and help. The first step is getting a home sleep test. I could do that virtually for anyone that's listening. Just DM me through my Instagram account, and we can get you a home sleep test sent. And then from there, depending on how severe the condition is, I could guide you to see either a sleep ND physician to give you a machine called the CPAP machine, or a dentist that's probably been trained by me, or someone that has been trained in sleep apnea training to be able to make this little mouthpiece so you can wear it and sleep better, snore less, and live longer, healthier lives, and have more energy for everything and anything that you want to do in life.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Janice the Menace says, any ideas about teeth grinding in my sleep?
Yeah, so beautiful. I was just going to finish with that. Over half of people who grind their teeth is because they're not breathing well. A lot of times, because if we, you know, have a fight or flight response because we're not getting enough oxygen, that causes us to clench down and grind our teeth. That's about half of patients. The other half, it has to do with just, we're dealing with a lot, right? We our minds are thinking a lot. We have a lot going on throughout the day. There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of, let's call it stress in the world. And the way you treat that, if it's not sleep apnea related, which your home sleep test will tell you, is you treat it with a night guard made by a dentist that's hard. You can't have it squishy and rubbery okay. like the stuff that's over the counter. And there's other treatments to soften up the clenching and grinding, including Botox in the muscles of the TMJ. That helps a lot.
People didn't
I've
know
actually created,
that. A lot of people created, don't know that.
I created a jaw supplement for the jaw called Rad Jaw. That helps alleviate some of the clenching and grinding, rad-jaw.com. So there's some things out there that can help you. I personally journal right before I fall asleep. I write a few things down that I'm grateful for in life, and that helps me clench and grind less due to stress reasons. So there's a lot of techniques out there. The number one thing is first make sure it's not sleep-related, and that's not why you're grinding your teeth.
Okay. Now, and what do you think? I have a lot of patients that ask me about the over-the-counter night guards. What are your thoughts on those?
First of all, make sure they're BPA-free because you don't want the plastic that causes cancer to go in your mouth. And the boil and make ones are typically have BPA.
Okay.
Second, they have to be pretty perfect on the bite. If the bite is not even, you're going to clench harder on one side compared to the other. Third, it can't be squishy. It has to be made out of really hard material called acrylic on the chewing surface, because if it's squishy like a stress ball and you're biting down on it and you clench down on it, the masseter here, the muscle that causes us to allows us to chew and talk and yawn, and the temporalis, these two muscles get even stronger. So those over-the-counter ones can protect your teeth, but they make the clenching worse.
Oh wow.
And then when you're biting into an almond or something, then you could crack a tooth because your muscles are much stronger because of using those squishy over-the-counter night guards. So I wouldn't do it.
Is smacking my partner dilemma.pod wants to know, is smacking my partner in the arm the best way to get him to stop snoring?
I mean, if that's called, if they're turning around and going on their side and the snoring stops, that's typically because you just gave them a little jolt and the tongue got, you know, away from the back of the throat. And if you're sleeping on your back, you're going to snore more. And when someone hits you, because the gravity brings your tongue back. So you kind of want to, if you can, put some pillows on your back so you don't roll on your back, sleep on your side. That does help lower the amount of snoring, or double stack your pillows so you're elevated a little bit. This is all called sleep hygiene, I call it, which helps so the tongue doesn't fall further back. But again, if you keep having to nudge your partner to roll over, it's affecting your sleep. Get your partner a home sleep test. Have them go through the MD or a dentist, or DM me and I can help out.
You guys, make sure that you are following Dr. Dara Radfar. He is a wealth of knowledge. You can see he's brought so much value to our program today. And he is someone, tell a friend to tell a friend, because I know we all know someone that probably snores. And you don't have to live with this problem. You can get help. You can have a healthier life. You can sleep better. Your love life can be better. There's so many benefits to getting treatment. And it is, some of these things are covered by medical insurance. The night guards, are they covered by dental insurance usually?
Yeah, I would say more than half the time you have coverage for the night guards, and more than half the time you have coverage for the sleep appliance through medical insurance, as long as you have a sleep study to prove that you have the condition. A lot of dentists nowadays, including myself, can help bill your insurance, including Medicare, for the 65 and over to get this covered for you. Depends on, again, on how high your deductibles are, like anything else you would do in medicine.
Yes. Oh, this was so good. Would you come back and do another episode with us? I mean, you were so amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to have you back.
I mean, we got to talk. We have stuff to talk about TMJ, Botox. I want to talk to you about the health of the dentition of your dogs and cats.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
you do,
I'm
have
not a
pet.
I do have a pet product called Rad Pet, but I want to talk about that because our furry loved ones are so important to keep their oral cavity healthy, to prevent all the systemic disease that they can acquire over the years. And I know some people love their furry loved ones more than their own kids.
Right.
And so, or just as much, right?
They can't talk back.
They can't talk back, and they give unconditional love to and from, right? So it's definitely important to discuss all these things. I'd love to be back. Thanks for having me on.
And I cannot leave without giving my Mama B Stylin is in the building. Let me give you some horns. Yes. Hey, Mom. Thank you so much for always being there to support and inspiring me and encouraging me to join this amazing profession where we get to help people live their best their best lives with a smile. So we are going to end this episode today. Please make sure you subscribe to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast on all platforms. We're going to be killing it, bringing you more goodness, hot topics, celebrity smile news, Ask Dr. Austin. We'll be talking about products like the products that Dr. Rad has over there and so much more. So stay tuned. Hello, all the dentists and physicians who are in here. We're so happy to have you. And we'll be back soon with another episode. Everybody have an amazing day. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.